Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 30th, Sunday, 2020, day 243. Today's topic, speak with grace, you and other people will be richly blessed. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 96, verses 1 to 6, Job chapter 34, verse 1 to chapter 36, verse 33, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 12, Proverbs 22, verses 10 to 12. Today's main passage, Proverbs 22, verses 10 to 12. Drive out the mocker, and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the king for a friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is speak with grace. You and other people will be richly blessed. Job's four friends sat on God's throne to judge Job was self-righteous, pouring down a lot of pain to him. Instead of comfort and support, Job's friends chose to mock, insult, and judge. Today's Proverbs reminds us not to be like those people who mock and insult, but to speak with grace so that we can be a wise person, loved and protected by God. Yes, especially in this dark pandemic, it is so easy for us to be pulled to discouragement and anger. May we be able to speak with grace, and I'm sure that you and other people will be richly blessed. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to speak with grace so that other people and us will be richly blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch? And what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.